saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. The rest of the night, and then Pooh Bear's like, I'm not even going to show any sympathy for you because I told you not to run. And now you're feeling it, so... maybe you should learn something. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. It was terrible. That night, barely slept. Discomfort. The next day, equally bad. But the day after, Saturday, the pain went from like 8, I shouldn't say that, 6 to a 1. Like, what the fuck happened? And I stopped walking with a limp, able to take steps. Rather quickly, it unfolded. I'm like, huh. So I've been laying low and testing it here and there. And I said to Pooh Bear, I go, my only thing I think I can chalk this up to is that I had to kind of get out there and, I don't know, mix everything up in the hip or, I don't know, maybe bust up some scar tissue or something like that. And then that would hasten the recovery because I was shocked at how quickly it turned around after last week. So yesterday I'm like, fuck it, I'm going back out. And I did. And it was fucking flawless. Very little discomfort, if at all. What was every step? It was painful last week. Yesterday, every step, even my last step, wasn't as bad as any of the steps the previous week. So my left hip is, you know, receiving the impact of every step that I take in the run. But it was okay. And then I got into the gas and accelerated on the last half mile or last mile. It was tough and really tested it. I get done and I feel great. Everything's fine. I go, I'm not even going to take any Tylenol. Then I laid down. Now, I'm not going to tell you that it was a bad decision, nor was it debilitating, where I was like moaning and groaning in pain. But it was just enough pain, just enough discomfort that I couldn't sleep. So it got to be about 1 a.m. And I went and popped a couple of Tylenols, the kind that help you sleep, Tylenol PM. And that worked. But I think I'm going on about maybe 4.5 hours of sleep. And I know you can't believe that because, A, how unbelievably handsome I look yet again. And how sharp I am while doing the show. I know. Can you imagine if I actually got the right amount of sleep? So, I don't know. I kind of feel like I'm going to crash as soon as the show is done or as soon as I stop focusing. But I still feel good. I mean, like right now, I don't have any pain whatsoever. And I don't know if I'm feeling the effects of the Tylenol still. But I actually, despite not sleeping, I feel like I have turned the corner. This is very, very big. All right. Audience members who are watching on Facebook or on YouTube, thanks so much. I appreciate it. But if you want the full show, it's on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. That's what you do. If you're at your desktop or your laptop, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, or download the Twitch app on your mobile device and search Eric Zane Live, all one word. Give yourself a username when you follow the show or you or subscribe or whatever. And you can contribute to the chat and be part of this community where everybody kind of hangs out and becomes pals with each other. That's how it was for quite some time. And then we all met for the first pinball event. And everyone's like, oh, it's good to see faces with names. So if you want to be part of that community on the chat, which is kind of like my lifeline to communicating with you when I'm actually doing this show. So do that. Also, Patreon is a separate platform, patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's where our Big Fraud Wednesday event will be going down tonight with Who Are These Freebeers, show number 66, and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I think show number 203, maybe 204, I don't know. So, yeah, that's all going on. You can sign up for a free trial at patreon.com/Eric Zane. patreon.com/Eric Zane. 7 days free for you. You don't pay a dime. Cancel it before the 7 days and we go our separate ways. If you let it ride, I'll charge you either $5 a month or $10 a month. $5 a month, all the audio. $10 a month, audio, video, live streams. Zooms when we get together for book club or the Ben and Eric show and first crack at new material. All there for you. Francis out of beautiful Baltimore, Maryland writes, I'm loving how interactive the show is. Thank you. We've managed to stumble into this and it seems to work. I'm glad that you are there in the chat and you've quickly gotten up to speed on all of the things that we do. Francis is our newest member of the Eric Zane Show podcast, Big Fraud Book Club, and the book Martyr that we are reading. We will have our third book club, Big Fraud Book Club meetup on Zoom coming up next week. Let's go Tuesday. Tuesday the 26th. Try to be halfway done with the book Martyr. I don't think that's too much to ask. That is a book written by Kaveh Akbar, who is the head of literature at Iowa University of Iowa. He mostly writes poetry, but he wrote this fictitious story based on real events. And the main character is a guy named Cyrus from Iran. His mom got killed in the 1988 Iranian jetliner that went down because it was shot down by a missile from the USS Carl Vinson's on its way to Dubai. And he's starting to think he should be a martyr. Black Belt Nick says the interaction makes the show so much fun. Thank you, buddy. I'm lucky to have all of you, frankly. Okay, I am going to take a break and because the boys' room is calling. Stand by, and I will be back. All right. So there's a story that I saw on Wood TV 8, our TV station that a lot of people watch here in town, that there's a story going around where this one guy who's into kids, some creeper, he got busted by one of those vigilantes a couple years ago, kind of like to catch a predator with that one dude. I forgot his name. The older guy, he's from Michigan. To Catch a Predator, you know that song or that show. Have a seat right there. And, you know, these people are talking to Chris Hansen. That's it. People are talking to thinking that they're talking to a child. They're going to have sex with them. And they show up at the bait house. And then, yeah, hey, I'll be right back. the child says, and it's usually just a cop that looks young in some cases. And then Chris Hansen comes out. Well, it's like that. And there's a lot of these local yokels who are doing that too on their own. So this one local dude here, not that far from where we are right now, he's really into kids. And a couple years ago, he did that. And he got busted by this one particular vigilante. And then the vigilante called the Kent County Sheriff's Department. And the Kent County, but the sheriffs, they did not send off any of the information to the prosecutor. And his name's Chris Becker. And Becker said, well, yeah, I got a policy that I don't review vigilante cases. And now he's kind of backtracking on that. Long story short, the guy, the creep, never got busted for the first incident. So time passes, and then just the other day it happened again. He got busted again in another county nearby called Barry County. Now, that's a hard living line community, so they're probably just going to shoot him. But anyway, he's in trouble now, the guy. But Susan Samples, one of our favorite investigative reporter, does a story that highlights how scuzzy this guy is, and he actually engaged. Whenever he gets busted most recently, and he's like talking to the guy who busted him, and probably talking too much. So this story is to highlight him, and also to talk about this, how Kent County won't deal with vigilantes, or will they? Because now he's kind of, this Chris Becker is like, no, it's there's some miscommunication going on, but this guy could very easily have been busted, a couple years ago. Yeah. He is the headline says, sex offender busted in sting but not arrested, snagged again. Maureen says he must be a special kind of stupid to get caught doing this not once but twice. Yeah, some of these guys, they just can't control.
Go ahead, lean forward for me. Sure, no, stay down.
Hello.
A convicted sex offender busted by a West Michigan YouTuber who sets up online stings.
But this alleged predator could have already been locked up nearly 2 years ago.
Target 8 investigator Susan Samples discovered in these cases, even registered sex offenders may go free and continue to prey on children.
This is the meetup where the so-called young person is talking to the predator. Predator does not have a hat on. Young so-called young person does have a hat on. This is the house. Nothing special.
How are you doing? All right. You want to sit with me? Sure.
First, to get you up to speed, that's Joshua Gerald Young on the left, a 36-year-old registered sex offender from Grand Rapids.
How are you?
Who would later admit he had traveled to this Wayland area home a couple weeks ago to meet up with what he thought was a 15-year-old boy.
I don't know if I want to kiss just yet.
Okay, so you see Creep, starts playing with the so-called kid shirt. It's not a kid. It's actually a 21-year-old. Just looks young. So-called kid has to say, I don't know if I want to kiss just yet.
The guy in the hat was actually 21, a decoy.
Wait a second.
I didn't realize this was done f***ing setup.
Do you know who I am?
He is Kai Kinsley, a YouTuber from Grand Rapids with more than a million followers. He and his crew, complete with armed security, videographers, decoys, bait houses, conduct online stings, earning income from ad revenue on YouTube and the monthly fees.
I like how they got this guy looks like a cop, but he's not. He's just a security guard.
Subscribers pay to access videos.
I mean, what do you have to say for yourself?
But I f***ed up again.
No plausible.
So Creep is like, he's actually engaging this guy.
Deniability from Joshua Young.
So you knew he was 15?
Yeah.
Not what you might expect from a sex offender.
And had I not been here tonight, you would have showered and cuddled and got naked with his 15-year-old boy. Is that correct?
Correct.
Fuck.
So I want to thank you for admitting that.
Young also admitted he sent explicit pictures before the meetup.
Well, I just don't want to go to jail.
Well, you know, I'm not interested in that. Did you go to jail?
This YouTuber, this guy is definitely not ready for prime time. I mean, he's sitting next to the sex offender who just tried to make out with a 15-year-old boy. And the sex offender looks less like a sex offender than the YouTuber. The YouTuber looks like he's into kid cock.
Jail last time?
No.
Well, you know, I'm not interested in that. Did you go to jail last time?
No.
This is the video that we were talking about from a couple years ago.
Hi.
That's the same Joshua Young in 2023, meeting up with what he thought was a 14-year-old girl in a Grand Rapids motel room.
How did he think she was 14?
Are you going to get naked? You want to get naked?
Yeah, I can get naked.
Enter Kai Kinsley and crew.
Damn. What's going on, man?
Kinsley asked Young what if he had not shown up to break up the party.
Maybe he would have laid down, cuddled, gotten a little bit further than that. Probably kiss, get him to it heavy, you know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean. I'm just trying to get understand.
No, just like him sex.
Okay, so you came here to have sex with a girl you believe you're 14.
When she texted me, she said she was 14, so I know I'm probably gonna go to jail.
Joshua Gerald Young had been there before. He was 25 years old in 2014 when he pleaded guilty to criminal sexual conduct for touching an 8-year-old girl, an offense that landed him on the sex offender registry. Even more reason, Kinsley thought, that when he called the Kent County Sheriff's Office from the motel back in 2023, deputies would show up and arrest Joshua Young. But that's not what happened.
What's your name, sir?
Josh? Yes.
You want to come outside and talk to me real quick?
Those Kent County officers did talk to Joshua Young in 2023, but he was never arrested. That would take 2 more years, another sting, and a different county, Barry. Kent County declined an on-camera interview for this story, but said it did have investigators and supervisors review that case in 2023, but they closed it down because Kent County Prosecutor Chris Becker will not charge in citizen sting cases, a long-standing policy.
He's busted in Kent County by...
This is Becker.
By a citizen, not arrested, free to continue soliciting minors online.
It's hard for me to talk to because that case never made it to us. You know, it's troubling. Yeah, we don't want that to happen.
Got your keys?
The controversy over citizen stings is not new. This confrontation outside a West Michigan Target posted on the YouTube site Anxiety War prompted this declaration from Becker in 2019.
We're done. We're not doing this sort of prosecution. It's dangerous for him. It's dangerous for the public.
I know you have a gun. Don't do anything stupid. I'm armed too.
Michigan's attorney general sent a strong message too, saying vigilantes will not be tolerated and they run the risk of tainting evidence for court.
So no cookies for you?
But 2 decades after To Catch a Predator debuted, so-called vigilante stings persist. And Becker, who confirmed his general policy against charging in citizen stings, noted he has made exceptions in egregious cases, filing charges last year against a Grand Rapids man who was snagged in a sting set up by Bikers Against Predators.
Oh, yeah, sure. Prosecute the brown guy.
That offender showed up to a park to meet what he thought was an 11-year-old girl. Wyoming police sent that case to Becker, and he charged it.
I've never said, hey, don't send him down here.
But Becker had never heard of the Joshua Young sting.
That I never said, don't set him down here. So Becker's trying to have his cake and eat it, too, with, yeah, we don't prosecute vigilante cases. And then in the next breath, but I never said don't send them. Well, the sheriff's department from 2023 in this incident right here, they probably didn't arrest because they knew you won't prosecute. So that's all weird.
Yeah, I've never seen this.
You sent them some penis pictures too?
Young admitted to Kinsley that he had continued talking to kids online in the last 2 years, trying to set up meetings, sending explicit pictures. That's what prompted Kinsley's team to call Target 8.
To me, it's ridiculous that a registered sex offender can be caught.
Kai Tinsley, this guy needs a makeover. If you're going to be in front of a camera, you gotta make yourself look presentable. You look homeless, you asshole.
By a citizen, and the registered sex offender can say, yes, I was here to have sex with another 14-year-old girl.
Hey boy, it looked like he got reconstructive surgery on one side of his face. And that one eyebrow is so much higher than the other one, I can't handle it.
Girl, as a registered sex offender, and it doesn't even make it to the prosecutor's desk.
Josh, yeah. Go ahead and lean forward for me.
Kinsley, who's been busting predators since 2021, said it took a while to figure out which counties will file charges.
For example, Barry County, I've gotten 5 arrests there. Of the 5 pedophiles I caught there.
Good.
Barry County's prosecutor told Target 8 she could not comment on those cases, which are still open.
I think it's shocking that a guy like this dude, this vigilante, he can, with whatever things at his disposal, is able to get predators off of the street just on his own, a DIY predator hunter. Why aren't there task forces within local law enforcement doing the same exact thing? Maybe they are. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something. But it seems like this guy's having a pretty strong run here of getting these bad guys off the street, and I don't see a problem with that. Who gives a shit?
But she made clear police should conduct online stings, not citizens. Kinsley acknowledges some online watchdogs do it solely to raise their own profile, but says that's not him, explaining he was 14 years old when he discovered child porn on an older relative's phone and turned him in, which prompted criminal charges.
You're not just doing this for money. You're not doing this for...
Oh, no, of course not.
I think he should be investigated, too, though. I mean... Who knows whether he's doing it for money or not? I don't care if he is or he isn't, if the result is what it is. But just by appearance alone, they should do a deep dive on this guy's hard drive.
I do it because I have a genuine passion for what I do.
The Kent County Sheriff's Office, which has a unit that does online stings itself, told me going forward, it will send all cases similar to Joshua Young's to the prosecutor for review and potential charges.
So at least now they'll send them along. Becker hadn't even seen the first one with the so-called 14-year-old girl.
Young, meanwhile, remains in the Barry County Jail for now. His defense attorney tells me he has met with his client, and at this early point, he has no concerns about his client's mental competency. I'm Target 8 investigator Susan Samples.
He's just stupid. My client is just stupid. Patrick is here. He writes, I don't give a shit why they do it. Just glad that they are. Yeah, that whole business of, well, something could go wrong. Well, okay, they know the risks. Who gives a shit? Patrick says he's doing it to take the attention off of himself. So, okay, so if we have a guy, if YouTuber is into kids, but he's, all right, let's say he gets 10 guys who are into kids off of the street, but so you 10 off, but he's still into kids. Then you would have a net of 9 bad guys off the street. Rebecca says, bro needs a trip to King's Room Barbershop. Alan says, YouTuber 100% touches kids. Excuse me. Nick says there's a better channel where they don't call the cops. They just beat the shit out of them. Ooh. So can you send me that? I would love to see that. Why are you just telling me about that now? Why have I not already seen that? That sounds outstanding. Bob says asshole of the day today is going to be shared between a pedo and drunk. See you next Tuesdays. I don't know why I abbreviated that. Maureen indicates in jail he will get lots of action. Rebecca says, I feel gross just watching this. Yeah, that's rough. So, yeah, if you're the cop, because some of these cops are involved, like a lot of times if bad guys are talking to a young person, they don't know it, but on the other end of the conversation is what they think is a child is a cop. To have to be doing that police work, that sounds horrible. But then again, probably rewarding knowing you got one on the line. My nieces, Amanda and Shannon, who operate that Ring True organization where they have victims of human trafficking work and earn a living. I know Maureen and Linda have purchased some of those jewelry products made by victims of trafficking. You're like, wait, what? Yeah, my nieces, Shannon and Amanda, where they live in the east side of the state, they have worked with various safe houses where women and children who are victims of trafficking are hiding in these safe houses from whatever. Guys who are using them for prostitution, shit like that. And so they're... anonymity is secured, but my nieces at Ring True hire these women while they're in hiding to hand make you jewelry. And it's a lot of like beads and things like that. Almost like a crafty vibe to it, but cute. People love it. And rings and various jewelries that are strung together and made by hand by these victims of human trafficking. So Maureen will go and she'll buy one of these. And the money, portion of that money, pays that woman who does it. So if she makes a bunch of bracelets, she's got a job, she's got an income, and she can do it as long as she likes. So... the reason why I bring that up is because this is all part of that whole ghost task force, which is run by Sexy Sheriff Swanson in Genesee County, who is the sheriff of Genesee County, who's also running for governor, and he also spends a lot of time on the exercise bike getting ripped and shooting thirst trap videos of him doing stupid line dancing in designer jeans. There is a slight degree of douchiness in Sheriff Swanson, Sexy Sheriff Swanson. But I bring that up because Shannon and Amanda, my nieces, are pals with Sexy Sheriff Swanson and pals with Chris Hansen, who lives there too. So they, for fun, get some fucking White Claws and they go into the bait houses, my nieces, with Chris Hansen and Sexy Sheriff Swanson. And they're in the other room watching what we just saw. And then they're there when the sheriff's department drops the hammer on them in the bait house. It's fucking sweet. Yeah, it's hard to not support Sexy Sheriff Swanson in that endeavor. I mean, for that, I think it's awesome. I wouldn't vote for him for governor, though.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Murder lover Linda says, future Governor Swanson, ladies need eye candy for 12 years. Maureen says, I need to befriend your nieces so I can go hang out with them and sexy Sheriff Swanson and Chris Hansen. Man Bun Chris is here, and his first contribution that I've seen says, I was going to give up on my life, but his Peloton video saved me. Yeah, he's totally jacked, and he's there sweating his ass off, giving us pep talks while women masturbate. It's his sexy Sheriff Swanson Peloton sweat fest thirst trap videos. All right. I liked Swanson until he started doing those goddamn videos. I was like, I've seen enough. Man Bun Chris says, easy, I just sent you info on soccer dude. I feel bad now. Okay, so that must be one-legged soccer guy. Yesterday on the show, we featured one-legged soccer guy. And I'm not really a fan of these make-a-wish things if the person who is doing the make-a-wish, run for a touchdown, kick a soccer goal, is in their own mind. You know, they're not like mentally impaired. That I can handle. But if you're not mentally impaired, and I don't think that this guy, Tommy Schweinitz, was mentally impaired. Maybe we're going to find out otherwise. He's missing a leg, and he crutches down the field and kicks the ball in. Nobody tries to stop him. The goalie just lets him score. And I don't like those things. I think that it's silly. Chris says, I have an update that makes him feel bad now because he's the one who pointed me in the right direction here for this whole takedown I did of Make-A-Wish soccer goal. So this video here is supposedly shedding some more light on it. It's the Minnesota something soccer team.
And now, moment we've been really looking forward to. This young man is Tommy Schweinitz. He is a 17-year-old soccer player from Minnesota. Had some mystery knee pain last year. Went through x-rays, had a couple of misdiagnoses. It turns out it was Ewing sarcoma, a rare and aggressive form of cancer that affects the bone and soft tissues. Tommy went through chemotherapy, eventually made the difficult decision to amputate his right leg from the knee down to stop the cancer from spreading. And as part of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, Tommy's wish, he and his parents are Minnesota United season ticket holders, huge fans. He wants to come and score a goal here at Allianz Field. On Friday, he got to sign a contract with the...
Okay, stop feeling bad. There is no way this is acceptable. The team is making a mistake when he says, yeah, hey, I want to score a goal on my Make-A-Wish. By the way, he's probably going to live to 100 now. I mean, he's got to be cancer-free, right? I hope. But if you're Minnesota, you got to say, well, no, we cannot let you score a goal. How about you try and then we'll steal the ball from you? We're actually going to try. I wouldn't even have a problem if Minnesota said, we want you on the pitch to play as long as you can in the actual game. And you're probably going to get hammered. He's going to love that more than this bullshit. Letting him score. Okay. If they let him do like the coin toss or I don't know, escort the team or be the manager. But no, this is bullshit.
Team and train, and now he'll start this match with a ceremonial.
He's really good on those crutches, by the way.
Kickoff.
And I guess he's offside right here because he's, he's offside.
He goes down the other end to score on.
These guys aren't even moving. I hate this.
Zach Steffen, Oluwaseyi plays him in. Schweinitz into the penalty area. Steffen standing his ground. Here's the cut.
Hey, the goalie's not standing his ground. They're acting.
Cut, and Schweinitz at the back post. Oh, it's a cheeky finish. Absolutely terrific. As Tommy Schweinitz with the celebration.
Moves quite well for a dude with one leg, probably because he's so young.
Beautiful, beautiful moment.
Well, this is absolutely wonderful. I love that he went for the little clit ball, the fancy finish.
Clit ball? Did she just say he went for the clit ball?
Well, this is absolutely wonderful. I love that he went for the little clit ball, the fancy finish there.
Said it's a move in soccer called the clit ball.
In that moment, but this is the moment that is really special for him, being able to celebrate with these Minnesota United players.
Tommy's parents, Liz and Gerd, in the stands.
Excuse me.
Family and friends in attendance as well.
Slow down. Been hopping around, idiot.
Well, I love this. You can see how much passion he has getting into the final third there. And he takes his time in this moment, getting that pass from Oluwaseyi. But this is the creativity I was talking about. You're going to score a goal on Zach Steffen. You might as well make it worth it. And I love this from him. And then going off to celebrate right away with his teammates.
Oh, wow. How did
Tommy,
he do it?
Very excited how about his soccer that? Future. Last month, he participated in a soccer amputee camp in Chicago.
Okay.
He plans to
That's good.
Continue playing and try out for the U.S. amputee soccer team, hopeful to make it to the Amputee World Cup in Costa Rica next year.
Yes. This is horrendous. Chris, how is it that you could feel bad about this? I am more hardened than ever. I am emboldened. Allen with the great point. Someone should have slide tackled his fucking crutches. Man Bun Chris says, can you imagine knee hurts after a run next week, leg gone? Chris adds, Toon Man would have disallowed the goal. With the idea of how is that a difficult decision to amputate? Yeah, exactly. If you don't cut the leg off, you die. It's not a difficult decision. Chris adds, I don't know. It's MLS, man. Goalkeeper may have been trying. I guess they suck. Chris says it's clip shot. Clip. C-L-I-P-L-O-L. No, it's not. She said clit. Cole says, can he get a Blade Runner style leg and be faster than normal? Yeah. Megan says the soccer goalie moved out of the way. Megan says he's not special. He's just missing a leg. Precisely. You know, if you have someone who's, you know, like let's say it's a Down syndrome kid where it's, you know, the elevator only goes so high. You know, you're looking at a person who tops out their decision making and childlike behaviors to a certain point. You know, most people who are Down syndrome have childlike demeanor. That I could see happening. Black Belt Nick says, yeah, this upsets me for the same reasons. I have a hard time with this at times during the special needs hockey games with certain players. It's fun for everyone in the moment. Thank you, Nick. I see all sides, says Man Bun Chris. The special needs hockey where we were together, Nick. Yeah, some of those kids are, I mean, very competitive in that, and they're the what do you call it? The puzzle pieces aren't fitting together when it comes to at some point somebody's gonna stop trying. I know that, and they can, so I'm assuming that the kids that are out there, they're not aware, and that's 100% appropriate. But if you're a guy who realizes, like if it's me, let's say I'm in that boat, Nick, and I am aware that they're not going to be trying. And I'm also have a mental issue. I'm going to kick so much ass in that game. All right. I'm going to do a dangle and just a Michigan goal from behind the net. I'm going to be hitting people. I'm going to make people cry. That's how I'm going to roll. Man Bun Chris says, feel bad for the kid for his leg and for them letting him score and making a circus out of it. Right. You know what I think that kid, if the kid comes up to the team and says, yeah, I want to score a goal, I'm the team. I say, well, I got something even better for you. How about you help us manage the team on the sidelines? You become give him a job. You become a regular with the team. And with your employment with us, which we actually can use your skills, you have 4 season tickets for life. I mean, he'd be like, oh, yeah, fuck this shit. Yeah, that sounds outstanding. So in my opinion, this is the team indicating that this is the least that they can do. That's them putting no effort into this, not getting creative in any way. For one of these stupid fucking moments, that's a complete embarrassment by the team. They did the absolute least for this young man. So I say that another nominee for the Asshole of the Day Award is Minnesota United for doing the very least for this young man. Clearly a horrible soccer organization. Not at all like our friends over at the Michigan Rangers. I mean, let's think about it. If you want to talk about a warm and fuzzy, the NPSL team known as Geo's Lions, that's the team that the Rangers beat in the playoffs this year on their way to being in the final four of the NPSL tournament. Geo's Lions, in this community of the Chicago area where the team plays, you know, you got a pretty densely populated area where a lot of support, especially the Latino community. The poor kid loves soccer. He loves the team. They weren't known as the Geo's Lions at the time, but he ran out in the road to chase a soccer ball and he got greased. And, I mean, he did not survive. And the team changed the name of the team to Geo's Lions. I mean, what a thing. Now, that is a creative, wonderful maneuver by them. What a showing that is. That I love. That's a good soccer story. But this is bullshit. And now they're fucked because everybody is going to bang on their door and want the same treatment. Hang on. Hello, I'm podcasting.
Oh, okay. Well, my day has ended, so I'm running to Meijer, though, real quick, and I'll be home to take my nap.
So the half the school day.
Thursday.
All right. You got a lot of work done on your first day. How are the students?
Mine was not that great.
Okay. You work closely with one particular young person.
Yes. Yeah, wasn't that great, but here we are.
Are you going to the pinball orgy on Friday?
This Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Outstanding. 7:30 at the corner bar. And then afterwards, we go play pinball.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. And then racing. I have the racing on Saturday.
No. Okay.
And I'm going to be the track announcer for that one.
Oh. Well, if I can't sit with you then.
No, you can. I just get up at some point and go into the track. You can come up there with me and hang out.
Okay. All Sounds right. good.
Okay.
All right, I'll be home in a bit.
Okay, bye.
I'm going to go to bed because I have a headache.
Yeah, I didn't sleep well.
I know you didn't. But you don't listen to your wife.
What are you talking about?
Right? You didn't sleep well because your hip hurt.
It was a little bit, but it's still a million times mm-hmm. better. It is outstanding. I can't wait to run again.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Megan says new schedules are hard in her room. Good luck, Diana. Like, she works with developmentally disabled children. So these are the ones, all those kids, if you gave them an opportunity to do that, what the Minnesota United team was all about, that would work. Okay, like, we do the United or the Unity basketball games, which combines people in Diana's class with students that are not in the developmentally disabled descriptor, students that are quote unquote normal. And they play on the same team and they do a game and all the students come and cheer them on. And it's great. I participated in it every year, last 2 years. And I got in trouble because I made that crack. Though, on the Patreon, when I said, yeah, I was happy because no one took a shit in their hand. And then I got in big trouble from Pooh Bear because Derek D heard it. This is how this unfolded. I was seated next to one of the students. And he was helping me do the announcing. My joke was, yeah, I just got back from that game. It went off flawlessly. I was happy. No one took a shit in their hand and ate it. That is what the joke was. And I didn't think another thing of it. Well, prior to that, I started talking about it. And I was building up to that joke. And Derek D sent the link. And that was on the Patreon. He sent it to the kid that I was sitting next to's mom. And she goes, oh, good. Eric talked about it. Now, he hadn't gotten to the part when I dropped that joke. Now, the mom is really cool. Her name is Ashley. And so she took that link and sent it to Diana. So now three people have the material. Derek, Ashley, and Diana. Derek is not yet at the take a shit in your hand joke. Ashley says, play this for the students in the developmentally disabled class. Diana, Eric talked about it. Her son is Carter. Nice kid. He's helping me do the announcing. It's great. So now, I'm minding my own business. Diana's going to play the clip in the class. Derek gets to that portion of the clip of the podcast and goes, uh-oh, out of left field, EZ just dropped the old take a shit and eat it in their hand joke. So he immediately texts mom and says, yeah, I directed you to... EZ talks about this, taking a shit in hand and eating it. And she goes, oh, my God, I just had Diana. She's going to play it in the classroom. Holy fuck. So she tells Diana, hey, don't play it in the abort, abort. And unfortunately, Diana was not able to play that in the classroom, which would have made this story, which is a great story, a million times greater. So Diana aborts. Now Derek's laughing. Ashley took it in stride, was not pissed at the take a shit in the hand and eat it joke. However, Pooh Bear is pissed. And I was at Bosco's, minding my own business, and I get a text. Did you announce something about taking a shit in a hand and eating it? I'm like, oh, fuck me. Busted. I go, I don't know. I'd have to go back and listen to it. You never know. She goes, well, I already listened to it, asshole. You are so dead. And I was like, oh, fuck. So that was bad. I mean, I felt like a fucking cock. And she goes, well, lucky for you, Ashley takes that shit in stride. She knows how much of an asshole you are. That's the good thing. So I was like, fucking terrible. But just the idea of that. Can you imagine if that hit in the class? Oh, Mr. Eric, listen to him. He's talking about us. Yeah, I'm just glad no one shit in their hand and ate it. Oh, fuck. God damn it. It's fucked up. That was probably the most fear I had felt in any type of broadcast since I got fired for making fun of Joel's pants. I was like, oh, no. You are not immune. There are things you can say that can get you in trouble. But now we have a great story. Because nobody got hurt. No, none of the kids heard me make the crack. It's fine. So I still do those games. But those are so much better than this nonsense on the frickin' field of the stupid soccer game. Okay, so nominees for the asshole of the day today are the Minnesota United soccer team. I should probably get that lady's name. Devin Flanagan. That was the woman at the beginning of the show saying, I'm an AG. Or local pedo. His name is Joshua Gerald Young. So I think you got your work cut out for you when it comes to the asshole of the day, folks in the chat. Who are you voting for? I would probably the Minnesota United. If it were any other day, they probably would get the asshole of the day. But Devin Flanagan probably is the finalist against Joshua Gerald Young. So vote. As Freebird would say, vote with your heart. Vote with your heart. Okay. I have a lot of sponsors to go over today because outside of the Berlin discussion, I have done none of them. So please pay attention to these and always remember to mention my name when you call upon my sponsors. TC Paintball at tcpaintballgr.com. We have Paintball War number 25, the September Slaughter, coming up on Saturday, September 6th at 5 p.m. If you want to play paintball with me on Saturday, September 6th, reach out, eric@ericzanecho.com to RSVP. Tyler, are you playing? You didn't play last time. Or you can go to my pinned posts on Facebook and respond to the event invite with an RSVP. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. ervines.com. Call at 616-532-6600. They have free loaner cars. How about that? They are the best. They service our vehicles here. Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. You can find out more information at buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. He can help you out with getting your health care on Marketplace. the marketplace, or Obamacare. Buyinsurancehere.com. Kuiper Tree Care in West Michigan. If you have a fallen tree that you want that cleaned up, tree removal, stump grinding, any type of storm damage cleanup, or tree risk assessment. If it involves a tree, reach out to them. 616-828-8225 for Kuiper Tree Care. Oakland Auto Detail. Follow them on Facebook, Oakland Auto Detail, three words. And you can get their videos of the before and after work on the vehicles that they clean. One a day is what they do. They did a bang-up job on Pooh Bear's 2022 Accord. Schedule an inside-outside cleaning or perhaps even a ceramic coating application at 616-510-3470. 616-510-3470. Every car has an estimate. Every car is different. So they price it based on the vehicle and the amount of time that they put into it based on what you want done. I already talked about Berlin Raceway, King's Room Barbershop. Thanks to them. Mention again, easy, when you get your hair cut, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. So outstanding. Great group over there. Andy and Colleen, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Kingsroom.net for more information. And finally, the realtor of choice on the show is Adam Kasari. He drives the number 9K car with my logo on the roof at Berlin Raceway. He's also a great realtor. 616-914-4061. Call if you're looking to sell your home or you want to buy one. All right. All three have solid cases for asshole of the day. David says all of them. Badger says the goalie. Bob says drunk. See you next Tuesdays. Maybe we could include Chris Becker, even, for his ridiculous policy about vigilantes. I love those vigilantes. We need more of them. And if something happens to them, who cares? They're vigilantes. And Josh Gerald Young, he's broken. That pedo. Yeah, I think this is an upset. I'm going to make it Devin Flanagan, the 34-year-old assistant attorney general from New Hampshire. And her drunk friend. That is my time. The show is in the books. The Patreon is next. Support me by supporting the Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. That is one of the ways I'm able to keep the roof over my head. I suggest you try it out for 7 days free, especially on a great day like today where we are doing the Big Fraud Wednesday shows. Who are these free beers and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast? If not, that's okay too. I just appreciate your support on here. On Twitch, thank you once again. That's my time. Talk to you later on the Patreon, and bye-bye.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save-